Well, in Texas, you found women account for what, about 20% of state legislators?
That's right. Nationally was between 24 and 25%.
It's interesting results, though, for a state that, what, has elected a female governor and has had women in statewide offices and has longtime and, in some cases, very influential members of Congress.
What we hear from party leaders and people who've studied this issue is that it takes a little more effort to recruit women to run than it does to recruit men.
What's
But that's
holding
why
them
it
back,
exists.
do you think?
Part of it, particularly with younger women, is that if they're trying to balance a professional life with their family lives, adding a political career to the mix just doesn't seem realistic to them. Of course, research shows that men are taking on more household duties, but it seems that in most households, women are still doing the lion's share of the work, and therefore they are reluctant to add something else to an already busy life.
How did Texas compare to the rest of the country in terms of the percentage of minorities in serving as state legislators?
Nationally, all minorities are underrepresented. In Texas, about 39% of the state's population now is Hispanic, but only 23% of the people in the state legislature are Hispanic. Texas is doing a little better when it comes to African Americans. 12% of the population is black, and 10% of the legislators are black.
Why the relatively low number?
Part of it has to do with, again, recruitment. Party leaders and people who are already in the legislature, when they look to recruit other candidates, they tend to recruit candidates who look like them. If you have a lot of white men serving the legislature, the people that the party leaders and the sitting legislators tend to recruit are also white men. It's also the case that in many places, the way the district lines are drawn in a desire to ensure that there's at least some minority representation. In many cases, minorities are lumped together in a relatively small number of districts, which ensures that there'll be some minority representatives, but sort of puts a cap on the overall number, that there aren't going to be that many. And that's because, for whatever reason, we're growing more diverse, but most people in state and local elections, whites and non-whites, tend to vote for people who look like them. We still haven't gotten past that, and therefore packing a large number of minority people in one district is going to give you a minority representative, but in those districts where there aren't that many of them, it's most likely to produce a white representative.
Have you seen anything of late to suggest change ahead in these categories?
I think as the country grows more diverse, I think it's fair to assume that the diversity of legislatures will increase. The question is how fast. I mean, over time, there has certainly been progress in all of these areas in terms of increasing the diversity of legislatures, but it's tended to lag pretty far behind the changes in the population as a whole. We'll see what the changes to the Voting Rights Act might mean. But also, I think that as we become a society that's more diverse and more tolerant of diversity, hopefully people will get to a point where they're voting for candidates might not be of their race or ethnic background, but just, they don't really care. They're just voting for people who agree with them on the issues. So we'll see. I mean, obviously, we've elected a black president, so perhaps we're moving in that direction.
Scott Greenberger, thank you for being with me.
Thank you very much for having me.